The Tripod Network, what's on?
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Extra Life Radio.
Hey, this is Aaron from The Big Show, and what I want to know...
How are the graphics?
I turn to the only place that answers that very question. You're about to listen to Extra Life Radio with Scott Johnson.
And when your step leaves a track, you seem to be going on. I know.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Extra Life Radio. This is your host, Scott Johnson. This is Extra Life Radio Show number 86. Sorry, I can't talk like that anymore. It is April 25th, however, and it is the year 2006. You'd think we'd be a little further along in society than we are. But anyway, that's a discussion for a different show. Welcome to Extra Life Radio. Thanks for being here. If you're new to the program, I don't always start the show that way, but I'm getting tired of opening it the way I always do, so this time it was a little different. So welcome to the show. For those returning listeners, don't be frightened by the way I decided to open the show today and that it was different than before. Just live with what I've done and survive. We're here with a brand new show. We got lots to talk about, and we'll get right to it in a minute. But we do want to mention that the show is sponsored in part by YouBuyNow.com. And later in the show, you'll get to hear a conversation, quick one, between Brian and I over there at the break. And you'll get to hear about some awesome deals they have going on over there, some really cool upcoming stuff, and a way for you to save money. But enough about that. On with the show. We have a full crowd today. Let me introduce, starting from the left,
yep.
Which doesn't make any sense. From MissionDeep.com, Brian. Brian, hello.
Hi.
How's Woo! It going? How you feeling?
Pretty good.
You sound frisky. That's good.
And frisky.
From Commissioned Comic. And by the way, check out MissionDeep.com. Great new science fiction comic done by Brian, which is
It'll
great.
Be gone next week.
And we love it. probably won't
get
be doing
it while it lasts.
Yeah, get it while it's still here, while it's hot. Also with us, we have with us Obsidian from commissionedcomic.com and Columbia. Obsidian, hello. Columbian.
Also known as Silky Smooth. I'm the podcast member that talks about sex because I can.
We call him Silky Spice. And we have with us from the
Wait a minute, which spice are you?
I'm the, I don't know what spice I would be. We should make that a show sometime. What spice are we? I'm probably...
retard?
Poopy spice. Retard spice, that's true.
I'd say retard midget spice.
Midget spice. Midget spice. From the way
you guys ever notice how when Scott wants to dodge a bullet, he just says that we're going to do it some other show?
Yeah, I know.
And I keep trying to push to the next thing. I would do that all the time. From the Wang of America, we have with us, and also from the instance.net, we have with us Andrew. Andrew, hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good as long as marvelous, wonderful, amazing Comcast holds up.
Yeah. We had a little scare earlier, but we think it may have just been a Skype thing. So let's all hold our whatever we're holding.
Hold on to your horses, boys.
Now, finally, last but not least, we have the curator behind some of the fine Extra Life mashups you hear every week during sometimes the middle, mostly the end of the show. And he's
Sebastian Vanderbeek.
Is Sebastian from TV's Dawson's
mostly
Creek.
Mostly related
yeah.
to...
From Family Affair.
Yeah, we have with us on the line coming all the way across the pond and all the way from 3:30 in the morning, or 4 now probably, mm-hmm. We have Sebastian Vanderjagigigigigig. Sebastian, welcome to the program.
Thanks, great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. We have
and
always...
Say hello to Dawson for me, Sebastian.
Yeah, say hello to Dawson.
What was that, Obsidian?
Say hello to Dawson for me.
He won't let go of the Dawson's
brother,
Creek reference, which you probably
James
don't even know.
James Vanderbeek.
Yeah. Dude, you're speaking my language. I don't even know what I'm saying. But listen to this, though. I've had three or four people, well, more than that, say that they feel like the mashups are like dessert to dinner. It's like... It's like this cool thing that always happens at the end of the show, and so you should be proud of the awesome following your mashups have garnered.
That's right.
Yeah. Hello.
We salute you, Sebastian.
Oh. Oh, real taking man the compliment reveal
and running.
Yes, you're taking the compliment and running while you can. Get out while you can. We're only in this thing a couple of minutes. Anyway, welcome to the show, all and one and all. And we have all kinds of crap to talk about today. But I think the first thing you guys need to hear, because I just can't go on before doing this, I got an email
you're
from
pregnant
somebody who sent us the Japanese theme to their version of the A-Team.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
Now, what's awesome about this is it's the music, and it's kind of like the same but slightly altered. I wish it had like some kind of the actual narration. They didn't do that. But hear this for a second, because it's great. Here you go. All right, it's pretty
you know
pretty shitey,
oh
dude.
It's weird. It's sounds, really weird.
It sounds like it should go to like some kind of weird sports thing, like tonight on Frog Juggling Nationals.
I love it, dude. Know? I love it. I just want to hear
the
voiceover.
The Hanoi team or what?
The Hanoi team, dude.
The Hanoi team.
No, seriously, I want to hear the voice of it, though. I want to hear the guy going, if you are in trouble, you need much help out of problem you have. You get hold of A-Team.
Everyone's last name ends in the word San. It's Murdoch-san. It's beat.
What you're talking Murdoch-san about, fool? Yeah. I pity the fool who make me fly in plane.
That's a good one, Scott.
Anyway, sorry. I apologize to your ears. I actually think we're recording a little louder tonight. I hope that's not too bad. We'll find out. Anyway, I just had to play that, and why not? I figure, why not? Let's also jump quickly to some Ask Obsidian, because we love that, don't we? We like Ask Obsidian, don't we?
Love it.
Obsidian.
We love Asking Obsidian.
Here is, I think this is, okay. This is what you said last week. Okay, so this is what this guy's basing
his
question on.
Wait a second. I'm going to ask you guys to be really patient with me because I got a bad connection today and I'm kind of laggy.
You sound really good and you're coming in fine.
Bad connection all the time, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the bamboo and cat hair. Let's not forget. Okay, here's what he said you said last week, and this sounds like the real deal.
You're watching Advent Children, the best movie ever.
Okay, you claim that Advent Children is the best movie ever, so here's your question.
Hey, Extra Life crew, this is Xander with a question for Obsidian. In your last show, Obsidian says that Final Fantasy Advent Children is the greatest movie ever. Now, Advent Children was amazing, but what about the sport of the future? Which one truly is the greatest movie of all time? But that got me thinking. Why make him choose? What would happen if you made some combination somehow of Future Sport and Final Fantasy Advent Children? Is it even possible? Am I just crazy? Or would that make my head explode? That's all, I guess. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to the next show.
Okay, thank you so much for that call. And Obsidian, did you hear it okay with your crappy lag?
Yeah, I got it. Here's the answer.
What's funny, though? Hold on. What's funny is Brian starts chuckling in the middle of it because he focuses on the fact that he says, now, if you could take those two movies and combine them somehow. Wait, that's always the hard part, isn't it? The somehow. But anyway, yes, so what's the answer, Obsidian? Why all the love for that movie and not for, the question. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, it's like, okay, now, let's put it this way.
Let's.
You're measuring up all the people on Earth, and you say, okay, let's just say that, I don't know, just, you know, to say a name, maybe O is the most powerful person on Earth. Now, do you ask if that person is more powerful than God? No, he's not. Sometimes you say that movies like Advent Children are the best movie simply because movies like the one that shows us the sport of the future does not enter any competition. It's just not fair.
Yeah. So you're saying...
this is kind of like a rhetorical answer as opposed to a rhetorical question.
It is a rhetorical answer. Yeah. So you're saying that there is almost a deity level sort of thing happening with Future Sport that is not happening with Advent Children. So Advent Children is king of the earthly realm of films, and the other one is much greater than that.
Yeah, the other one is not of this earth. It is not within our capacity to fully understand the sport of the future.
It's definitely not
because we are not in the future.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, it's definitely not of this earth. Really? I'm with you there.
Tomorrow.
Now, anyway, if we were to combine these movies now, it would be a marvelous experience because
the earth,
then we could have
the earth would
a future where everybody. No, because then we could make a movie of the future where everybody is Dean Cain.
I see.
Very nice.
I gotcha.
See, what would happen? What would happen is if an editor was given both movies, the minute he spliced it together and said, "I did it. I just mixed Advent Children and Future Sport together," there would be a bright white flash, and we would all cease to exist.
It would be unholy, really. The whole experience.
Well, no, it's because I mean, you guys know the whole magical theory that states that you cannot. You cannot look upon the face of God because you would cease to exist. That's exactly, I mean, this movie would come into existence and we could just not bear the brightness of it.
It would take us all out, I
guess. We'd all be vaporized.
It's an unholy alliance, I like to say.
Yeah, I like that phrase, unholy alliance. Unholy.
Speaking of an unholy alliance, Andrew has an unholy alliance with trivia and someone has a question to try to stump him.
Oh,
here it is.
Lord.
Hey, this is Kevin. I've got to ask Andrew a question since it's a popular topic. When and where was the first Lowe's open? And who's the current CEO?
Okay. Where and when was the first Lowe's opened, and who is their current CEO? This is the most obscure.
Isn't the current CEO named Mr. Lowe?
No, that would be incorrect.
The first Lowe's Rob Lowe in Texas.
Rob Lowe. Dude.
I don't know. I don't know where the first Lowe's opened, but I do know that I'm pretty positive that the first Lowe's opened in 1946.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay, hold on. Let's see if that's right. Hold on.
I don't know what state, though. I'm guessing, like, Midwest somewhere.
Okay. The answer? The CEO is Robert Niblock, CEO and chairman, and the first Lowe's was opened in 1946 in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, where it's still headquartered.
North Carolina?
Dude, nice.
I expected Lowe's to be like a Midwest kind of store. Yeah. I didn't know it was just East Coast.
I'm just shocked that you knew this. The year.
East Coast.
How'd you know the year thing? How are you even aware of that?
When you start dropping names like Publix and Cabbage and Lowe's, you have to do a little bit of research because you know eventually one day someone's going to be like, "Why do you like Lowe's so much?"
You're not just talking the talk. You are walking
the
walk,
Lowe's
baby.
So much?
Yeah, why do you like Lowe's?
I don't know. It's just the name.
It feels like home. It feels like home.
It's the cabbage. I think it's because Gene Hackman does the voiceovers on the commercials. That's why I like him.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does he actually do Lowe's?
That's him. He says...
Is he that unemployed?
Yeah, I know. So Lex Luthor now is the voice of Lowe's.
Yeah. I hadn't really thought of it that way, but you're right. Let's look at one more about... let's see. What is this?
But wait a minute. Did you guys notice something?
What?
When I said that the CEO of Lowe's was Mr. Lowe, and you guys said that it was Rob Lowe, and the CEO of Lowe's, his name is Robert.
Oh, and you never see those two people in the same place at once. Something going on there.
Uh-oh.
Frightening.
Does he wear glasses? Cause
oh, that would explain it all if he wears glasses.
And you know what would be really cool if he had, you know, if his hair was like sort of greenish-white, and made out of leaves, so he could look like a big cabbage head,
or he had a rash. Oh, never mind.
Oh, that's just you. That's just you. Here's one more. I don't know what this one was. I can't remember.
Hey guys, this is John from Tennessee, and I was just wondering if you can give Andrew this stump Andrew question. What character from Transformers the movie shocked all of us kids in the area when he said a curse word, and what that curse word was?
Okay,
I believe it was Optimus Prime. I know for a fact the curse word. There was one curse word in that whole movie, and the word was damn.
They said damn in that movie.
Yep, they said damn that. In Transformers.
I have this new copy that Kevin sent me, and I haven't watched it yet. I'm so slack or slow on actually putting the thing in the machine and watching it, but I'll have to watch for that. I had no idea.
I was even shocked.
Even
I was
you?
Like, I was like, they're swearing.
Yeah, you big cuss ball. Well, here's how the end of that goes, or here's the answer.
The answer is Spock. And Ba Wheat Grown Up Wheat Mini Bon. See you later.
What?
I sort of find that hard to believe.
I don't know what
the
hell
that was. Was this a stoner calling again?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the first word he said is.
I thought it was Spock.
I'll tell you what it sounded like.
I think he dropped the F-bomb.
No, dude.
Yes, yes. No, really, I think he did.
Did he really? It didn't sound like the F-bomb.
Well, that's what I heard.
This is an R-rated episode, dude.
The swear word was damn, and ba weep grana weep ninny ba, that's the universal greeting that they use to talk to. That's like supposed to be some word that you can say to any kind of robot and they know what it means.
I think he may have seriously had a hallucination toward the end
Isn't
of his
Isn't that
call.
Like eep, op, orc, ah?
Only in Colombia, dude.
Yeah.
And that means I love you.
Yeah. Oh, hey, hey, Sebastian Van de Jijik, I was going to mention something. This is going to be
the
first.
Scott Wiener.
This is going to be the first show you've actually done a mashup for that you were on. How weird is that?
Well, this is the first show that I am on, so yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
good point. We have another call about somebody wants to know what our favorite anime endings are. Who's typing? Damn it! Just kidding. It's okay.
Our favorite anime endings.
Yeah, here it is. Hold on.
Anime.
Yeah, it's Spiegel once again. I have a question for the Ask of Sophia segment. Actually, if you all want to answer, it's all good. What is your favorite anime ending? Mine, if you care to know, is the ending of Cowboy Bebop. I wouldn't want to ruin it for you, but it's a really, I don't know, fun and interesting ending. All right. This is the Lord of Pie. Signing off.
Okay, here's my answer first. My favorite ending to any anime or anime or however the hell you want to say it.
Anime.
Anime. Is the one where the chick had giant eyes that kind of, it's hard for me to explain. They're just huge and they reflect a lot of
the
light.
One anime where the chick had giant eyes.
Yeah, and her hair was kind of purple.
Like one in a million.
Her hair was kind of purple and it was kind of shiny.
Oh, yeah, that's the anime.
And she was wearing really short, like private school Japan outfit. I think that was
not
the one.
You know, that's like saying, oh, it was the Hollywood movie that had boobs in it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
dude.
I know.
I am not a huge anime freak. There are a few things I like.
We can tell.
No.
But they all are like that. Like what I just described, there's your anime right there. Okay.
I really enjoyed the ending from, well, one of my favorite animes of all time is Ghost in the Shell, the first one.
Yeah.
And I really like the way it ended. How she, you know, in case you haven't seen it, and if you haven't, obviously something's wrong to begin with.
Fast forward the podcast. But yeah, go ahead.
But it's like, yeah. I like the fact that she merged with this like huge AI, and the combination of their programming spilled out onto the internet.
Yeah, I kind of like the Tetsuo giant Jabba the Hutt blob thing at the end of Akira. I thought that was kind of fun.
You know, at one point there was a rumor going around that they were going to make a live action version of Akira. Can you imagine the money to do the ending?
You know what? They should hire that Kung Fu Hustle guy should do it. He could do it.
Yeah. But you know, no, it's strange because Akira, Katsuhiro Otomo, after he directed Akira, he began directing movies, and he directed many other great movies. Now, another great movie he directed was called, he didn't direct it, he actually just participated in it,
Three
which
Men
was
and
called
a baby.
Spriggan.
That was Spock, dude. Spock directed Three Men and a Baby, but go ahead.
It was Spriggan, but His latest movie is absolutely amazing. Steam Boy?
Yeah, I have that one.
That's an animated thing,
that movie,
right?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I like that a lot, actually. I like that quite a bit. I've heard people that don't like it, though. But I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Steam Boy?
Yeah.
Steam Boy was great.
Yeah. I thought it was really
cool.
That's
not my favorite ending, though.
No, wait. Hold on a second. Sebastian Van de Jijik, you said, who's the guy that directed? Oh, the Chow guy. What's his name? That did,
Stephen Chow.
Stephen Chow. He could do live action. Well, he could do live action any damn Japanese thing, because he's amazing. The stuff he pulled off in that show.
No, Brian, Chow Yun-Fat is Crouching Tiger.
No.
Yeah.
Chung Hai Fat. What? Who? Speaking of who?
Speaking of Leonard Nimoy.
The guy from Crouching Tiger is Chow Yun-Fat.
He did the voice. He was the narrator in Civ 4.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I love it when these guys do video game stuff.
So
that's
we
cool.
Was broke again, or?
No, that's like the hot thing to do, dude. It's like the Love Boat of the thousands, of the 2000s. Back in the day.
Love Boat.
Well, think about it.
You're talking about.
No, I'm saying back in the day, when Love Boat was at its like peak, which is shocking that ever was, everybody
would
want to be on
there.
Yeah, exactly. So you get like freaking I can't even think of anyone, but they'd all
I'm sorry to say this, Scott, but you just blew pretty much any of your geek cred when you said that video games are the love boat of the 2000s.
The little smidgen that he had left, you mean, Andrew?
That little grain that, I had left it's floating like, around?
That's gone.
Yeah,
it's gone.
It's out of here. All
after
right.
the D&D incident last
week. Yeah, I know.
We got a call from my buddy Steve. This guy hooks me up.
But wait
some,
a minute. We didn't answer the question.
Yeah, we did. Didn't we?
Yes, no, we didn't. Did. I never said which anime ending I liked.
What's your favorite ending?
No one really cares.
What's your favorite ending?
Is they it the asked one? Me, is it by the way.
Is it the one where the guy goes, what you doing, eh? No fair, eh? I will date you later, eh? Is it that one?
That's how I'm children.
That one rocks. Brian's favorite. Hey, what you doing, eh? Anyway.
Oh, man.
You know what? You've just summed up a majority of all kinds of anime in one lump.
Here's one more. Ready? Anytime they have a shocked face. What'd you say?
No, he
eh?
Does it pretty well. That's the.
You are hot. I must date you later.
That's those voices.
Ah, where my knife? My sword. Ah. Anyway, go ahead. So tell us your favorite ending.
Okay. Now, my favorite anime endings are the ending of Spirited Away. Which, by the way, is an incredible movie.
I still have never seen that.
I can't stand the the barfing slug thing, whatever that is. That makes me that thing bugs.
What?
It drives me crazy. The big barfing slug that like throws up cars and stuff, whatever it is.
Okay, Scott's on like glue.
Dude, they're a new,
it's true. It happens in the movie. Yeah. There's like this big there's a river deity and traveling through the mud and everything, he gets all dirty and he goes to this like spa of the gods to get cleaned up.
Yeah, again, it's a nuked nation.
I just realized that sounds.
It's a country. It's a country that. The country took a nuke right in the beak, dude. They've got their culture's a little weird now, so they make movies with giant vomiting black.
A little weird.
Yeah, they're weird.
Two nukes in the beak, right?
Yeah, they took two.
Did you forget the other one?
A double nuke in the beak. That puts you into some weird cultural strangeness, is my thinking.
And, I mean, it also doesn't help that over there, that's the choice of basically first attack locations for all giant monsters.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. That's where all the big moths come. Yeah. Extraordinarily sized moths. Yeah. They all show up there.
Okay.
So anyway, finish your damn
ending. I also love the ending of Wonderful Days. If you guys haven't seen Wonderful Days, I recommend it.
One. Me neither.
It is not actually Japanese. You see, what most people don't know is that the Japanese don't actually produce most of their anime. They're
sick Americans.
I mean, they design it. They do a whole lot of stuff, but they get Chinese and Korean people. Yeah. To actually make it.
I'll bet that pisses off the Koreans. Yeah, we do it too. Simpsons, Futurama, all that stuff's all Korean.
So, Korean anime.
Ding pong.
Korean anime is amazing. And there's this one particular one called Wonderful Days.
Yeah.
And it rocks. I mean, I suggest that everybody watches it.
Now, I honestly believe, I know this is kind of political, but the Korean animators can't be thrilled about when the Japanese come a-knocking with a new story. Because those guys got invaded by the Japanese and really kind of reamed by them at one point. So it's got to be kind of like, damn Japanese cartoon. We don't make it anymore. These are stupid.
Didn't the Koreans win that war when Japan tried to invade?
What are you saying, eh?
What you saying, eh? What's that? That's no fair. Huh? Anyway. Brian, do you have a favorite ending or do you even care about this crap?
Anime, not a big fan. I don't think I've even watched any anime all the way to the end. I usually turn it off before then. I've seen a little bit. I watched some 30-minute shows like Robotech and stuff.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Brian. You told me you were a huge Hello Kitty fan.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Brian was into hentai. I thought Brian was all into hentai.
Hentai? What the crap's hentai?
Hentai is essentially animated porn.
Don't ask, Scott.
Animated
remember,
what?
Remember, Scott, I'm the podcast member that talks about sex because I can.
That's true.
There's some stuff you can't unlearn, man. You don't want to know.
Oh,
like Gosei.
It reminds me of the speech from Pet Sematary. A man's hot Estonia. Then,
yeah.
Dude, I have no idea what the hell you guys just said. All right, we have to hear
but
this.
Hey, Brian, if you don't like anime, watch Wonderful Days. I assure you that you will like it.
It'll be a
and
wonderful
if you don't,
day.
Well, just shut up and don't tell me about it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful day, dude. It's a wonderful freaking day. Okay, here's a call from my buddy Steve. You got to hear this.
Scott. Hey, man, it's Steve, your MP3 pimp. Just checking in, see how you like the music I sent you, and wondering when you're going to play some of it on your show. you know, some of the songs are in some of those video games you guys like to play. I think, I don't know, like that Project Gotham, I think that's what it's called. I think one of those Covenant songs is in that. So, anyway, play some of those songs for your listeners. I think they'll like it. Anyway, Scott, just wanted to tell you I like your show. And, you know, you guys are funny. Listen to you guys banter back and forth. Especially that one guy. What the hell's his name? Obsolescence or whatever. Man, is he really a freaking vegetarian? What the hell is that all about? I thought they were like mythical creatures like unicorns or leprechauns or, I don't know, right-wing conservative Hollywood actors or something. It's just weird. Anyway, who doesn't eat meat? Anyway, Scott, got to go. Off to Sizzler. Later.
Dude, he's full-on calling. Was he was calling you out, Obsidian.
Off to Shetlers?
No, off to Sizzlers, not Shitlers, dude. Oh. We don't have a plate. We do not have a restaurant. I don't know how it is over there in the Netherlands, but over here, we have nowhere called Shitlers.
Sizzlers?
And if we did, it would probably be a Mexican restaurant.
It's antlers dipped in horse crap is what it is. Anyway, so...
Are you talking about Sizzlers?
Sizzlers, yeah. You know where Sizzler is. You've been.
Yeah, it's right up the road.
All you can eat, shrimp. Brian makes a daily run, right?
All the... We used to have Sizzlers here, but run they all went the out of business.
Yeah. You know what, dude, Brian? When they tell you when you come to the door, I'm sorry, Mr. Dunaway, but that all you can eat only worked on Saturday.
Wait, all you can eat? They're like, you don't eat here no more. You go somewhere else.
You know why come? You know come here.
Out of business. Yeah.
What you doing, man? Like that's no fair.
Oh. It's like jumping yet. You go now. You've been here 2 hours.
Anyway, all right, so that was thanks.
Say, huh?
Thanks, Steve,
so,
by the way.
I didn't really understand much of what Steve said. Did he call me out for being a vegetarian?
Yeah, he was giving you a hard time for being a veggie. So I don't know how you want to respond to that. You want to say anything about that?
Well, all I got to say is that they're probably doing this because we don't have Mark, the gay podcast member anymore.
That's true.
See,
he's actually
met Mark. It is un-American to be a vegetarian.
Yeah, but he doesn't live in America.
Oh, he soon will.
That's what I say. Yeah. Live in America.
I mean, if I had to live in a country where the only choice of meat was monkey, I probably wouldn't eat meat anymore either.
Dude, they're making room on the flag for one more star, and it's got Colombia's name written all over it. That'll be good times. Okay, Obsidian, we got one more for you. This is somebody requesting you teach more Spanish.
Scott, as you might not know, I am now suffering from terminal deadly cancer of the... bogusness variety. And as my final request, I wish that you have Obsidian teach us more Spanish. Why, just recently I was kicked out of chemotherapy because I said my pee-pee was del fuego. And later on I discovered it meant that my pee-pee was of the fire. Good times, Obsidian. Please teach me more.
All right, so we need more Spanish.
You know, that's really strange. That's really strange because I received an email a couple of weeks ago from somebody that listened to the podcast, and he wanted to know what pipi de fuego meant.
Really?
Yeah, so I just answered, well, it means your penis is on fire.
Just as plain as day as that, I guess.
Can we say penis?
Yeah, we can say that. That doesn't change our rating.
We can say euphemisms for penis.
If we can say fill Brian's hole, we can
Ah, whoops. Sorry.
What the heck was that?
Crap?
I may as well play it now. Somebody sent, because it deals with this pee-pee del fuego thing, some kid. Listen. Oh, it's not a kid.
Is that Zila or?
No, but you got to say it with style. Anyway, you got to say it like pee-pee del fuego.
I just felt like doing that.
No, esta la biblioteca.
Okay, so there you go. A pee-pee del fuego. We got another call from the stoner.
Yeah, hi, Scott and the rest of the Extra Life gang. This is Seamus22, and I have a few things. Finally listened to all of the shows except for the VG Cats one, which wouldn't download, and I haven't checked that in a while. But, okay, hey there. A couple, a really long time ago, you said you were going to prank call a pizza place. You never did. You said you weren't going to forget, and you forgot. And so now you need to prank call a pizza place and a Lowe's. And second thing is, so what was all the inspiration for this, besides just you know, hey, I'm going to make a comic one day. What was the big thing? All of a sudden, you wake up and you say, I think I'm going to make a web comic and a podcast, too. So, yeah, thanks. Love the show. And I'm not a sinner. Bye.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Picture, grand design. Yeah.
It's exactly how it works. You get up one day and go, you know, I think I'm going to make a podcast and a webcomic today. That's exactly how it went. He predicted it exactly.
Actually, what happened is Scott woke up one day and he's like, who took my slippers, huh?
Who took my car, huh?
That's not fair, huh?
Yeah, so ultimately, here's the short of it. 5-6 years ago, I decided, hey, I want to do a webcomic. And so I got up that day and I did it. About a year and a half ago, I forgot to say. It is a year ago today that this current incarnation of Extra Life Radio, which did exist for a brief time years previously, before podcasting, it was a year ago. We're not even celebrating. What the hell's wrong with us?
Wait a minute. You mean it's our birthday and we're not even making a big fuss about
it? Well, the bigger deal will be like 100 episodes.
What the hell is the matter with
you?
So we're
all
getting presents now.
Well, then I guess I'm the only one that's somewhat celebrated.
What did you do? Yeah. Mention
today.
I don't want to know what Andrew does when he celebrates.
Well, it takes lots of butter and Jello, but... Today
for April.
Today
Jello
was,
butt.
What? Today was was April's birthday, so we went out to eat and hung out
birthday.
And stuff like that.
Happy Mr. President. Oh my gosh! On that crappy note, we have to take a break. I was losing track of time. When we come back, we'll have a very special crappy movie of the week, along with a few other topics that include Andrew's review of Silent Hill, V for Vendetta. We have a How Are the Graphics contest coming up, and a few more things like that. So stay tuned, won't you?
This is me.
And the Bean.
And you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Scott Johnson from ELR, and I have on the line with me Brian from YouBuyNow.com. He's got some great stuff to talk about. Brian, tell us what's going on over there.
Well, it was a slow week as far as shipments go, but we did get a few things worth mentioning. My favorite is the first Simpsons, the first foray into the Simpsons from McFarlane Toys. It's the Ironic Punishment box set. It recreates a scene from one of the Treehouse of Horror episodes where Homer is forced to gorge on donuts until he just can't take it anymore.
It's one of my favorites. I love that one. That's great.
It comes with donut eating action. Donuts are, well, kind of crapped out the back of the chair when it's full.
All right, that's perfect for our listeners. No one likes crapped out stuff out of the back of the chair than our people. That's people right. Listen to this show. What else you got going on?
We got the 7th series of Halo 2 from Joyride Studios. They're 8-inch figures. They do pretty well for big fans of that game and fans of that toy line.
Awesome.
There's 4 new figures for that series. And last, from Medicom Toys in Japan. They're mostly known for their Kubrick figures, which is like a Lego-style block figure, kind of like Mini-Mates.
Yeah.
They have their Grand Theft Auto box set. It comes with 5 mini little Grand Theft Auto Kubricks.
Ah, very cool. And they can learn all about this and more, of course, by coming to youbuynow.com, correct?
Yep.
Anything else we should tell the fine folks?
Just make sure that if they do come over, they can use the Extra Life coupon and get 10% off.
Very cool. That's right, everybody. It's youbuynow.com for all your geek toy and action figure needs. And everything else under the sun. So go check it out. YouBuyNow.com. Use the Extra Life code, and you're in like Flynn. Brian, thanks so much, and we'll see you next week.
Sure thing.
Your passion bites, and I'm willing to get there. I heed your eyes. Your words leave me silent.
And we're back. Thank you for hanging around. And hopefully you enjoyed that with Brian. Lots of cool stuff. Head over there and check it out.
Hello.
We're back. Hello. Hello. What?
Hello.
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 Yeah, we're right back. And to you guys, that was just a brief moment.
Are we back?
To the listeners, it was 2 minutes.
Yeah.
hey, Advent Children came out today.
Dude.
The English one, yeah.
Yep.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to get it?
Fair.
What? Who?
I haven't bought it
Rachel
yet.
Lee
I will
Cook.
Probably go pick it up, though.
Rachel Lee Cook's in it? Wasn't
she
she's
hot.
One of the chicks.
Single white female, right?
No.
No, Josie and the Pussycats, man.
Ernest Borgnine. Oh.
Do you watch any movies, Scott?
Well, not Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah, but she was in lots of other ones.
Like what?
Like Carpool.
You should.
Carpool. Car Wash. The 1970s Car Wash.
Antitrust.
Yeah, exactly.
Antitrust essentially could be the story of Bill Gates and how Microsoft operates.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's kind of muddled that way, so yeah, duh.
But you know, it is true. Scott doesn't watch any movies. According to what I've heard on this podcast, he watches shows.
I watch shows.
Yeah, that's true. He always calls them shows.
Yeah, and yeah, I got reamed for that.
One Life to Live.
People got mad at me. They sent me emails saying, it's not shows, it's movies. Get it straight. And that was it.
Right?
I'm like, dude, don't even listen to the show.
Then why was it called The Great Picture Show?
Brian brings balance to the force once again, dude. That's what I like about him.
So Brian killed all the Jedi? What?
Yeah, that's what he... He's blaming Brian for the death of all the Jedi.
Hey,
then he got some guy to fill his hole.
Thinking
my midichlorian count is through the freaking roof.
Speaking of midichlorian counts, it doesn't matter what you guys say last. I'm going to say speaking of whatever that last thing was. So you could say British cheese, and I'd say speaking of British cheese, we have to do a contest. Yeah, we're going to do a contest real quick. We are going to give away today two action figures. One is Peter. One is Lois. They are from Family Guy. This is called the Nighttime Peter and Lois.
Some of them wearing the S&M gear?
Yes. Thank you very
much. That's awesome.
They're wearing leather. There's masks.
Big whip.
They got a ball gag.
It's kind of nasty, actually.
Very
not so fat.
It even says on the box, pose them in compromising positions. Guaranteed to put the action in action figure. Anyway. We are going to give these away, and I'm going to review these on the site before I actually do the giveaway. So here's the contest this week. This is going to be fun. Somebody suggested in the message boards, Evil I think it was, said, why don't you have the listeners who are interested in a contest come up with the most creative use of the Howard the Graphics line from Extra Life Radio? Now, some of you may remember a number of shows ago, I don't even know what we were talking about. I don't remember. I was complaining about how I hate it when people come back from, or someone comes back from a movie and other people say, so how
were
the graphics?
About King Kong, Scott.
Oh, it was King Kong. Yeah, of course you'd know. You made a mashup of it, probably. But it's that whole sort of, you know, how were the graphics? You know, that thing. You guys have heard it if you listen to the show.
The graphics.
How are the graphics?
So what I want you to do is come up with the most creative use of that. Now, you've noticed, maybe you've seen on the blog, somebody took a screenshot in World of Warcraft. Yeah, where he put, he said, those
hilarious.
Are great graphics, and he had this big dead creature in an instance. It was awesome.
That was Anoxia, the dragon, the black dragon.
Yeah, which is way cool. And then somebody else sent me one of these monkey things from careerbuilder.com where he says, how are the graphics?
Good times.
Yeah. So what I want you to do is the most creative way you can do it. It can be video. It can be audio. It can be something you draw. It can be a screenshot. It can be some creative thing with a game.
It can be sculpture.
It can be anything but porn.
Macrame.
Or prawn, as kids call it today.
You know what?
It's not porn. It's art.
Yeah, it's art.
It's art. Yeah.
The internet is for porn, Scott.
The internet is for porn.
Anyway, so
grab
that's...
Grab your dick and double click for porn.
Porn.
So that is your mandate. Get on it. The theme is, how are the graphics?
Did you just say you went on a date with a man?
Mandate.
Mandate.
Mandate, baby.
How are the graphics on your mandate? All right. Hey, did anybody see this Lost thing I put in the blog? I wanted to talk about that for a second.
Yeah, I saw it and I read it.
What do you think?
I have to admit, out of all the goofy theories, it's the one that sounds the most plausible and had the most evidence presented.
Me too.
But I still think it's a load of BS.
It probably is. I mean, and even if it wasn't, you think they're going to do it now? Even if it got leaked, it's like, no, they're going to change it. You know, even if that is what it was going to be. But anyway, if you guys haven't read it, go to the blog, search for Lost, and you'll see what we're talking about.
They're really hinting that it's...
I haven't even seen any episodes of Lost, man.
Uh-oh, kick him off.
Last episode, they were really hinting that the whole thing was a dream or a hallucination.
See, what's going to happen is the very last episode,
one of the guys from Dallas is going to get out of the shower, and you're going to find out he was dreaming about Lost the whole time.
JR, it'd be Larry Hagman.
Bobby Ewing.
Bobby Ewing will wake up and he'll think he's that guy with the webbed fingers and feet again, and think, "Oh my gosh,
the man from Atlantis." Yeah, I used to watch that show.
Is Lost not an hour long show?
It's an hour.
I saw a commercial tonight, and it said, "Tune in for a very special 1 hour episode of Lost."
Maybe they're not going to show as many commercials. Yeah. A 1 hour show on TV usually ends up being about 35-40 minutes.
That's true.
48 minutes, I believe.
Hey, Brian, you're thinking of the episode with Hurley with you, so you're not caught up yet.
Man, did you realize Slacker. The Man from Atlantis was back from 1977?
Dude, look at you. You're all over the Man from Atlantis thing. You're like the ultimate in I don't know what the word is. OCD? Is that the thing? I don't know what it is.
Are you down with OCD? Yeah, you know. Look, yeah. Penny.
Man, you beat me to it.
That was funny.
You beat me to it. That's my job.
Are you down with OCD?
He just likes milk.
Yeah,
women.
You know. Ooh, look, a Penny. That's awesome. Why is that not a comic? Has that already been used? I don't want to plagiarize
you.
You
know what would be funny?
You never know.
Someone's got to take that rap song and change it around.
That is so cool. I also wanted to mention, anybody see those these screenshots for this Crysis game? Kind of a sequel to
the new Far Cry?
That
looks amazing.
Oh my gosh, dude.
They showed some pictures of it on Evil Avatar, and one of the first posts afterwards on the forum was like, it looks like Oblivion just got owned.
Yeah,
owned. It looks even more impressive than Oblivion does.
Yeah. Well, what machine you got to have? Like an IBM mainframe to make that thing go, or what?
No, you just have to have a high-end PC or Mac that runs on human plasma. And the game should run fine.
That's Andrew.
Plus floor blade servers and a freaking people to make sure it all runs for you. My gosh. I mean, seriously, it was holographic.
You got to download the master control program. Yeah.
Now, the graphics on that looks awesome, but the gameplay, I can't wait for Spore to come out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's almost all I care about. Yeah, it's almost all
that
I care about.
I want to see
incredible.
That, too, yeah.
You
Speaking
know what, Brian?
Of Spore,
but Brian
I have
brings up a good point.
Toe.
Dude, sick. Sorry. We're not playing with your toe. There's no good gameplay on your feet. Dude, Brian brings up a good point, though. There are not a lot of good games out right now where they're pushing the boundaries of gameplay, and
there
Spore
hasn't
looks
been a
like,
lot of good games in the last year.
That's true, but Spore looks like it might finally change that, and I'm uber excited
awesome.
About it. Yeah, and
I can see you totally getting addicted to that.
Yeah,
good times. See you got Spore. The first expansion pack will be Fungus.
Yeah,
and the next expansion pack will be called Petri Dish.
Okay, Andrew. Go ahead. Come on. Keep it up, Andrew. Keep it up.
Oh, my gosh.
You can do it, man.
Erlenmeyer Flosk, or?
Yep, there you go.
Placenta. Why am I thinking? What's a placenta? Placenta.
And then there's gonna be a free download called Bunsen Burner.
Scott, are you actually asking what a placenta is?
No. I know what one is. Wait, is it? Oh, no. I'm thinking of. What's the other
what
thing?
What are you thinking, man?
No, there's another thing. It's a microscopic organism. It's called a
Paramecium.
Paramecium. No. Okay. Okay.
Wait a minute. I made a mistake. A placebo is not an organism.
Scott just lost some scientific cred now.
Yeah, I had so much coming into this.
Wait a minute.
So he's going to his other cred that he has?
Wait a minute. When did Scott have cred?
I got a lot of cred. Crappy cred. Hey, Andrew, tell us about Silent
Crap
Hill.
Cred.
Was it good? Was it poo? Was it...
Silent Hill... The best thing I can say about the movie is go buy the old game.
Yeah, because that game scared the pee out of me.
I mean, the movie was enjoyed it for the first hour, and then it degraded. It's like they gave up and they're like, ah, screw it, and they just started having gore at left, right, and sideways.
Sideways.
Ooh, that's almost porn.
Sideways gore.
Sideways.
Life
comic.
Yeah, sideways gore is the best kind of gore.
Now, Silent Hill, if you're going to go see it in a matinee, or wait till it comes out on like Netflix and add it to your list, intermixed with Not Without My Daughter Part 5 and stuff.
And Doom. Yeah.
And Doom.
And other
That'll
good
make
video game
painful
movies.
Weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
But now the one I do highly recommend, and I will be buying the minute it comes out, is...
Did we ask you which one you recommend? We did not ask you which one you recommend.
V for Vendetta. That was awesome.
I've heard good things about that. I haven't seen it.
Now, Obsidian,
I've heard good things about Santa Claus.
Obsidian, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw V for Vendetta, and it is an amazing movie. I am, as I told you guys before, I do believe that it is one of the best movies, if not the best movie I've seen this year.
Oh, well, there you go.
That says okay. A lot.
We all are so silent. We're silenced by your
children last year. Or?
Yeah, considering that, you know, it takes 6 years for a movie to come out in Columbia in the first place.
That's true.
Didn't I see Advent Children last year?
That's true. Did you see V for Vendetta in the theater, or did you use your friendly neighborhood torrent provider?
I saw it in the theater.
No, I saw it at the theater. Saw it at the theater.
Okay. Just curious. I was just checking. Just send the FBI down there. You know,
yeah, it was the local theater. It's in the back of Pedro's trunk. He's got like a 17-inch monitor in the trunk.
Nice, dude. Hey, Pedro, fast forward through this part. See.
See,
I fast forward for you. That's a terrible accent. I can't do him like
I do adelanto.
Every voice I try to do that's foreign, it ends up sounding like the Chinese voice I do. I just can't help it. Anyway, let's jump to our crappy movie of the week.
Yeah, all you got is the graphics, huh?
Yeah. Now, I want you guys... This is funny, because when I was writing down the crappy movie of the week, and I typed crappy movie, and Andrew was telling me that April's birthday was today, I actually put happy movie of the week instead of crappy. Because I meant to put happy April birthday. So now she's got, like, crappy birthday of the week, and I... anyway, I got to change that. I messed up on my notes. But anyway, the point is, we have an awesome movie. Andrew, tell us what we're looking at.
Was there a point?
What was the show? I can't even remember. Oh, it's Hercules.
Came out in 1983. Hercules, starring Lou Ferrigno, and the main comment on IMDb is the worst movie of all time, and he's got... The guy's got, like,
worst
7 exclamation
ever.
Points behind it.
So, only wait a minute. Seven? So... Lou Ferrigno, this is the deaf and Obsidian says mentally challenged actor and bodybuilder from the Hulk. So who's that?
Who? Sybil Danning?
Never heard of her.
Sybil Danning, she was in all kinds of quality crap. Like
Golden Girls or
Reform School Girls, The Howling 2.
Wow.
She played...
wait a minute, that sounds hot. Reform School Girls?
She played... She was the blonde...
In Japan.
She was the blonde in the V, the TV series. She was the blonde alien that came to keep Diana in check.
Blonde alien.
And Diana? Oh, you mean in...
Blonde reptile alien.
In V, yeah.
Oh, in V, the miniseries, V.
Yeah, no. that one rocked, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, it did.
But it's not that one?
She was also in the movie Battle Beyond the Stars, which was a really good movie.
Oh yeah, I remember that movie.
Yeah, well, she's in this. She's in this pile of crap. Let's hear a clip from the beginning of the show. I like this one.
Why am I stronger than other men? Why does my strength bring so many sorrows on my head?
Okay, now what's lame about that is
that's
supposed
not
to be
his voice.
Yeah, that's
that can't be Lou Ferrigno.
No, they dubbed it. It's Lou Ferrigno mouthing it, but it's not him talking, obviously. Because it would just be
okay, now you offended deaf people.
Yeah. Oh,
my name new.
How can I now hold on a minute. How can I possibly offend deaf people?
He can speak pretty good.
How can I offend
because
him?
Because some people know deaf people.
Oh.
You know, I know for a fact that Brian is deaf.
Yeah.
Huh? He has a translator there, yeah.
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 Oh my gosh. All right. Well, anyway, that's that one. Here's another good one. This talks about where all these like Hercules and these people are coming from. Check it out.
But the first beings that the mists of creation offered forth were not men. They were of the supreme essence and became gods. They claimed the moon as their home.
They claim their moon as their home.
One of the comments.
They claim the moon? Yeah, that is kind
of. One of the comments here is the movie's got hard acting, a laughable special effects, appalling soundtrack, ridiculous story. The peak of the movie, Hercules is fighting a grizzly bear and ends up throwing him into outer space.
Did the grizzly?
That says bear? A lot about a movie.
Now hold on. Did the grizzly bear become a constellation? Like they always do that in the. Like,
oh no!
Honestly, I think that was. I think I remember seeing that they huck the thing in the air.
Okay, you just lost a whole bunch of mythological cred now.
Yeah, I've offended mythological people. Deaf mythologists.
Scott lost myth cred.
All right, here's our last quote. This comes from, they're talking about some three-headed creature that's going to take Hercules down. Check it out.
My three-headed metal monster will consume Circe and Hercules in its flames.
Another mechanical monster?
And why not, Minos?
The last one didn't work so well, you know.
It spits cosmic rays of deadly fire. Do you know what that means?
You know,
all right.
Cosmic rays of deadly fire.
I did a little research, Scott.
You know, they're always effective. They've always worked for me.
And you are correct.
And Dr. Riley. Don't forget him.
He punches the bear into space, and it forms the constellation.
I told you. I told you.
There's also a scene in the movie where he ends up fighting a giant mechanical bumblebee.
Bumblebee. I kind of remember that. I've actually seen this, and I remember that constellation thing, so I knew I wasn't wrong on that. I knew that had to be the case. So take that.
So that explains That's a lot about horrible. Why Scott is how he is.
Yeah, I know. He was damaged at an early age.
He's seen this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good times, though. Sounds like a great movie, so go check it out. It's available on DVD and VHS and other forms
I
of...
I think it's available only on the back of cereal boxes.
Yeah. Sweet, dude.
And
well,
that's
long,
Andrew for you,
yes,
guys.
Long live the Hulk. Hey, before we go today, I want to ask Sebastian, who is so kindly joined us today. Tell us, you kind of work for a game company. Not really, but you sort of work. You work for a company that kind of does things for game companies or something. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, they do the boxes.
We want to know.
Well, I work for a company that's mainly doing IT trainings.
Yeah.
But in Holland, we are currently working on a project for high school dropouts, and we are using a game as a part of that program.
Oh, nice. Well, then I'm a dumbass because I thought it was like you were. I thought you were doing something else.
That goes without saying, but yeah.
Oh my god!
Build him up, Scott. High school dropouts.
By the way, can I just say publicly?
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll just continue because I did. I was contacting Nintendo last week because I'm looking into mobile learning for our other. Things that we sell, so
yeah, that's
our
cool.
Product.
So see, it's kind of game related.
Piece of trivia: Mario was a high school dropout.
He was.
Let's yes. go out
and
of
a plumber
today.
At some point, but people forget about that.
Yeah, he used to be a plumber, but when the checks started rolling in for throwing barrels at monkeys, he kind of quit that job.
Well, you know,
golfing and tennis.
He just
and
started
sports.
Chomping on mushrooms and selling them, and you know, it all went downhill from there.
Let's go.
Yeah, speaking of which, that new Super Mario Brothers video that's out there, that big mushroom, that's kind of lame.
It is, well, yeah. I have some feelings about that game. It's kind of a rehash of the original, and so
Scott
I'm not...
has a feeling. What a feeling!
Oh my gosh. Dude, we're all smoking crack today. Hey, but listen.
Oh, wait.
What?
I don't know if you saw this on the forum, Scott. I posted it just before we did the show.
Probably not.
The Oklahoma Senate has unanimously approved a bill that would essentially treat inappropriate video games as porn.
Oh my gosh, dude.
So certain games will have warning stickers on the box that say harmful to minors.
Like Animal Crossing? Or?
Yeah.
Animal Crossing.
Harmful to everyone. No, you know what? Oh, we could go on that topic for hours. It makes
Scott,
me so mad.
That's next show. Scott
wants
it's
to start
almost
swearing
time
at
to say, next show. Yeah, we'll have this some other show.
No, it's like, it's such an irritating topic. It makes me want to just punch something when I hear things like that. It drives me bananas. They were trying to pass a law.
How are the graphics thing? It always makes you feel better.
How are the graphics? How are the graphics in your violent video game? How were the graphics? Those graphics were
now,
awesome.
Do you feel better, Scott?
Yeah, I do. It's like
they're just gonna log off and punch his kids.
It's like taking a great big. It's like taking a great big dump. So I feel much better now. But, and with that, we will end the show. I just cut Obsidian off. He's gonna hate me. I thought he was done. But that ends the show. It's been an hour. A lot to go over today, so hopefully it wasn't too bananas. But we sure enjoyed being here. Special thanks to Brian, Andrew, Obsidian, and for this special show, Sebastian. Can't wait to hear the mashup he does with his own appearance in it. That'll be kind of interesting. Kind of a weird cosmic transcendent experience. If you'd like to be part of the program, by all means, make sure you visit myextralife.com for the message boards, blogs, and comic that you'll find 3 days a week. You can also email us at myextralife@gmail.com. And while you're at it, send us your phone message. That's the thing we really like to play. That's the crap line. The number for that is 206-203-CRAP, C-R-A-P. And we'll see you guys on show 87 next week. Later.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Andrew is a poopy head.
Ba-dump-bump. And with that... Ow. Oh, sorry. Your Balrog's been chafing.
Scott, you should never correct.
It was so easy to snuggle with that guy. I mean, oop, little buddy. Today at 8:27 p.m.
That's enough, Scott.
We stayed on topic. Thank you for bringing it home. Dual boot.
I can rebuild a car engine in 10 seconds. I'm going to run fear now. And then he just falls out of his chair.
Beef turns to crap.
Oh, no. I jump into it.
It came out of your what? It came out of your butt.
How could I pull in the bottom of the popcorn?
Hey, babe. You are OS bisexual.
Hey, Scott. This is Ben from San Diego, California. And I thought a good topic for a show would be books that should be made into movies or movies that have been made out of books, whatnot. And I thought two good books that should be made into movies are, number one, Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card. I remember reading that book, and that book was really good. And I recommend it to any sci-fi likers here. And also Eldest by Christopher Paolini, or however you say that. Anyways, thanks, and hope this makes it on the show. Bye.
The Tripod Network. What's on?